This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And keeping on the subject of Bitcoin, the U.S. has said that it will do whatever it takes to keep up with China on technology. Presumably, that doesn't include using a currency that would allow it to actually have wealth instead of, you know, just... not using, having wealth.
Well, but the flip side of that, the cost is all on them, because when you create money, I mean, why is counterfeiting illegal? I remember asking my teacher that in, like, third grade. I was like, well, if people are poor and they don't have any money, why don't we just give them Xerox machines and let them make more money, and then everybody will have money. I mean, I realize this is like Bernie Sanders level thinking, but you know, you've got to say, well, why is that not a good idea? And the reason is, if everybody can make themselves money, then they're going to value that money less, and that means they're going to be willing to spend more of it to get the things they want. You know, if somebody writes you a check for $1 million tomorrow, I guarantee you will go about and buy something that you would not have otherwise bought. Probably a lot of some things, you sure. know? And so you're valuing...
Well, no, to be fair, if they wrote me a check for $1 million, within 2 to 5 days, because the banking system sucks and is horrible, I would go out and buy myself something I'd always wanted and otherwise wouldn't have purchased.
Yeah.
But not that day.
You know, put the rest of it in Bitcoin or Bitcoin cash. I got to learn to stop saying Bitcoin.
Why?
Because...
You have to say Bitcoin before you say Bitcoin cash.
I'm not going to pay 65 cents.
Some people will.
I don't find that to be that bad of a transaction fee for Bitcoin.
It's not that bad of a transaction, but think about the growth. If Bitcoin went 10x again, you know, then you're paying 650.
Sure.
I paid $60.
But if it goes 10x, you're also sending $65 and not $6.50.
Well, no, you're not, because, you know, if you're buying a $6.50...
Well, you don't want to use Bitcoin for a purchase that small, for sure.
Well, no, you want to use Bitcoin Cash, because Bitcoin Cash is useful.
Yes. I would agree that Bitcoin is not the currency of choice for smaller transactions. But I don't hate Bitcoin in the ways that I used to, because I still see utility and value in it. Just not as a day-to-day currency.
Well, I'll tell you, really, this is
like
how...
I own stock in Exxon as well, but I wouldn't go attempt to buy something, a pack of cigarettes from Corner News with a stack of Exxon stock.
They wouldn't take it.
Were you in...
And even if they did...
Were you in Bitcoin at the peak? At 18,000?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, you remember what happened then, okay?
A lot of things happened very quickly.
Okay,
then.
Well, there are particular things that I'm thinking of, and things that I'm thinking of is, and I remember I advised a guy, actually I advised him to get into Bitcoin Cash, and he sent the transaction to do it, and it hung. And he calls me back an hour later, and he's like, nothing's happening. And, you know, I look at the mempool, and I'm like, oh, my God, the mempool is packed. You know?
Now, that is the mempool is the collection of all Bitcoin transactions that are currently awaiting confirmation.
Yeah, things that we hope will happen. And so
this is why Bitcoin SV finally did something right, though, by removing the... transaction, the block sizes on Bitcoin SV, they did something brilliant. They put the competition back into the miners' hands to compete with one another for our transactions instead of forcing us to compete with one another by paying higher transaction fees to get the attention of miners.
See, I mean, of course, I don't actually hold anything. Everything, you know, I work for the church. I handle the church's coin. I don't actually have any of my own. But, because, you know, I'm the Pope indigent. I've prophesied that the church is going to need to get some Bitcoin SV.
It's certainly useful. I ended up having some on Coinbase that I discovered recently because my Coinbase account is several years old, and I had forgotten that I had anything at all on there until I needed to use it recently because banks were doing what banks do, and I needed to...
It's gone.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't even gone. It was just, we don't want to do business with you anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's like, well, so we're just going to keep your money for like 3 weeks and send you a check.
3 weeks? I wish that I could say they only kept it for 3 weeks. Capital One is still holding my money. They closed the account in August of last year.
But my point...
It's been more than 6 months.
But my point about the peak is, so you've got Bitcoin at its peak, and all of a sudden, you have transactions that are sometimes taking 2 weeks to go through. I saw that happen. I saw 2-week-old transactions.
Well, this is why replaced by
Phoebe. Bitcoin crashed.
And this is why
could it not? Because people who were just getting into it, they got in, they go, great, so I can buy a cup of coffee from you.
That isn't what caused the crash, though.
I think it's certainly a big part of it.
I don't think most people noticed because the places from which new people would have been buying cryptocurrency would have been like Coinbase and stuff, and they would have automatically set their transaction fees high enough that they, you know, were confirmed in a reasonable amount of time.
But you couldn't set your transactions. You couldn't set your transaction fees on everything high enough because the blocks are only so big.
Which is why Bitcoin SV did such a brilliant thing when it removed block size.
Yeah, that's good, and that's absolutely good. And Bitcoin Cash is fine because they've got big enough blocks that they're not filling up. They've got a long way to go before they fill up, and they have proven that the thing that
that's a scaling issue. That issue is going to exist in Bitcoin Cash or any of these cryptocurrencies if enough people are using them.
It will, though. Because what Bitcoin needed to do...
Let Bitcoin Cash go up to being worth $18,000 with a mempool of that size, and the transaction times will go up to 2 weeks.
No, it will not.
And the fees will be enormous.
It will absolutely not. And the reason is because Bitcoin at any time during that period, the Bitcoin developers could have changed a constant in the code, made the block size larger, and cleared all of those transactions.
They could have hard forked it. That would have been a hard fork. It's not that simple. You're saying, oh, well, there's too many transactions. We did a hard fork the currency. It's not that simple.
All they needed to do was change the block size. It's an easy
which requires a hard
fix.
Fork. Yes, but that requires a hard fork.
So do it.
And they did do it.
No, they didn't. The block size is still tiny.
It's still too small, yes, but they added SegWit, and I think they increased the block size to 2 megabytes instead of 1. No, they ended up rejecting that. Yeah, Ian is correct over here. That was SegWit 2X, and that got shut down. That was actually a... That's actually what led to the creation of Bitcoin Cash, isn't it?
I think theoretically, make it to 4 megabytes.
Basically, at the same time Bitcoin Cash did what it did, which was a hard fork, they could have just gone with it, thrown their block size too small software away, come along with the rest of us, and we could have been back on a working blockchain where you did not have obscenely long transaction times. And as a computer...
I'm not seeing any reason that won't happen to Bitcoin Cash with a sufficient mempool, though, with a sufficient number of transactions.
Well, because they have developers that will actually change, they'll solve the problem.
Oh,
they prove their willingness to fix it.
They'll just hard fork it. That's rewriting the code. They'll just rewrite the code.
It's not rewriting the code. It's changing the block size. Okay,
that requires
like a number to find
somewhere. You know very well that's rewriting the code. That's modifying
the code. It's changing it. It's not rewriting it.
Okay. That's modifying the code, though. So you're modifying the currency.
You're changing a constant that probably exists in one place in the code.
Which is a hard fork. It's creating a new currency that is very similar to the old currency, but not identical.
Why would anybody want to use the old one?
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Greg.
and the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And if you're not 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement, then you should check out the author and founder of the CFO Project, Tom Young, who can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. And with the current state of the federal debt being $23 trillion and climbing, because of course it is, unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, You really can't wait to take control of your money. So don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. You can check out Tom's new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, and it will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at cfoproject.org. Invest in yourself and your family today. That's cfo-project.org. Mm-hmm. Now, we're talking about Bitcoin, largely, and China being posed to unveil its digital yuan project, whatever that means. They're putting the yuan
good luck on that.
On a blockchain, evidently. And people
I would get some, but I'm completely paralyzed by not caring very much.
I find Libra to be more interesting than any of these state-backed cryptocurrencies.
Well, the thing that I think Libra might become, and the thing that I might use it for, is people can send each other money over Facebook, so you could, like, sell Bitcoin over Facebook by saying, yeah, send me some of this Libra, I'll send you back some Bitcoin. That would be really useful.
But
as
knowing
for
Facebook,
holding it, do I want to hold a currency issued by people who make their living just selling my data to anybody who wants it? No, that's exactly the currency that I don't want.
Knowing Facebook, though, they would be using bots to monitor your messenger, and if you mention Bitcoin or something like that and attempt to sell Bitcoin for Libra or whatever, I would expect them to ban you.
I'm sure their Libra wallet would support Bitcoin, too.
If they do that, I will delightedly stay banned.
That's probably the penance. That's the penance they'll pay to the government for, letting them use their Libra coin. Is that, okay, you also have to enable Bitcoin so you can help us track things. That's what I would think.
But Libra is going to make it easier, though, for them to track things. It seems like Bitcoin would make it even
more difficult. See, that's why I'm not
going to
hold it. I'm not going to spend it. I might use it as a conduit occasionally. But
if they supported Bitcoin in their Libra wallet, like, they know it's you using that wallet. So immediately when that Bitcoin enters your, they know it's, they know it's me using it.
Yeah.
What if you sent it to a non-custodial wallet, though? Because I assume, and that's what's scary about the Libra project.
The Libra,
right?
I'm sure
you send
all
it to a non-custodial wallet, I still don't trust Facebook.
Is that Facebook?
You can do anything with it.
Yeah.
I still don't trust
Facebook.
I mean,
that's the issue with Facebook's Libra currency, is that they have a known track record of snooping on people and banning them.
Yeah.
I don't want them.
Well, what happens when they decide?
I don't want them to be able to shut down my financial access on a whim. And that's ultimately what they would be able to do.
I mean, imagine it. You buy a book that they don't think you should be reading. Maybe you buy a copy of Mein Kampf. Now, you might not be a Nazi. Maybe you just want to know what they believe. But they see you bought a copy of Mein Kampf, and they say, no, you're banned. We're shutting off your wallet. You can't use it for 30 days. Or ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
And that's the problem with the government currencies as well. I mean, that's one of the issues with China's social credit system, is that they can shut people out of their entire economic system for being bad citizens, for being insufficiently respectful of the government's heel on their necks.
Yeah. It's just, my God, isn't there a way they can make themselves guns in China? They're brilliant. They make everything. Why don't you people make yourself some guns and get this boot off your neck?
Man, because the situation in China right now, from what I can tell, watching the Twitter feed of that person that you showed me, is just shockingly bad.
I think that's Henry Chin, PhD.
Yeah. Now,
or something like that.
Now, tell me this. Can anybody confirm that only Orientals are dying from this thing? Because that's what I'm hearing, is that this thing is people keep saying it's coded, somehow DNA coded, like a weapon could be done, that it only only certain people die. Other people can get it, but only East Asians die. That's what I'm hearing. I don't know
so
if it's
true. So in a similar vein to how sickle cell can only affect people of African descent? Is it sort of in that vein?
Well, every human is of African descent. Every single human.
Okay. Yeah, but not every single human can get sickle cell anemia.
True. Because, of course, when you leave leave Africa,
rather than say
you
of African descent, I will just say black people then, but, since apparently you didn't like the terminology.
Yeah. Well, no, but it's the thing. Every single human being is of African descent.
Sure.
If you look far enough back.
Yeah.
Different groups left at different
But that's also
times.
Why saying every human being is an amoeba. So things that affect amoebas should also, and this is, I'm not
every
alleging that white people evolved from black
from
people.
An amoeba.
Let me clarify that now. That's not what I was getting at. But it's like saying that, you know, a virus that affects an amoeba must affect humans because humans, if you look far enough back, are just amoebas.
Well, I didn't draw any conclusion from the fact that we're all of African descent, but every single human is of African descent.
Sure. So I haven't heard anything about the coronavirus, whatever they're calling it now, COVID-19 or whatever, only killing East Asians.
See, I think it's mostly the Chinese
government killing East Asians at this point.
Well, that's the other thing. There's another kind of video that I've seen on various feeds that is, I mean, I've seen the government taking people who've like fallen out in the street. I've seen corpses lying in the street. But then I've also seen people who appear perfectly healthy, able to try to fight back, but you're fighting your own government, you don't have any guns, you poor brave fools. And
the thing that struck me the most about some of these videos was when the police went into an apartment building to arrest one of the people there to put them under quarantine because they were infected, and they didn't arrest anyone else in that apartment.
That's
pretty clear. You're not trying to quarantine these people, or you'd get everyone in that apartment because everyone in that apartment is infected if any one of them is infected.
Well, and not just that, but they're engaging in fisticuffs while wearing surgical masks. Okay, if you're fighting and you're any good at it, there's gonna be some blood. So, if there's blood flying around the room, surgical mask ain't gonna help you.
You're exposing yourself.
Yeah. So, either these soldiers who are fighting with these people are going to die, and probably anybody in immediate vicinity, or these people aren't sick. None of this adds up. Something's going on in China. I don't know what it is, but I don't believe any of it.
855-450-3733. What do you think about what is happening in China?
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Don't miss this year's Liberty Con with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six leading Democratic presidential candidates are preparing for tonight's debate in Las Vegas. It will be the first time former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg joins his rivals, even though he's not eligible to win Saturday's Nevada caucuses. Recent polls show Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders with a double-digit lead and Bloomberg surging. Former Illinois Governor Democrat Rod Blagojevich is one happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
We want to express our most profound and everlasting gratitude to President Trump. How do you properly thank someone who's given you back the freedom that was stolen from you?
2 days after a horrific crash in the Daytona 500, NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is no longer hospitalized. His team posted a photo of him walking out of a Daytona Beach hospital holding the hands of his two young daughters. The crash happened on the last lap of the race on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it. And I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA. Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855 453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
And Nobody.
And I've got a Liberty update for you from LibertyCon. You don't want to miss these two very special debates. First, is government necessary? This debate will feature David Freeman and Timothy Sandifer. One of them, obviously, is going to argue that government is not necessary. The other one is going to argue that it is.
It'd be a better debate that way.
Second, does capitalism require government intervention? In this debate, Gene Epstein is going to debate Stephen Perlstein of the Washington Post. Epstein is going to argue that government intervention is not necessary. Perlstein will argue that it is necessary. Also, John Mackey, Whole Foods CEO and co-founder, is going to speak on conscious capitalism. But be part of LibertyCon. It's a unique Liberty Convention, April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C., for people who want to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations for internship opportunities, business opportunities, or career advancement. Visit LibertyCon.com for more details on the incredible list of speakers, events, and student discounts. That's LibertyCon.com. Use code FTL for a $10 discount.
They need to add a third part, and I want to do that, to the does capitalism require government intervention? There should be a third person making a third argument, and I would love to be the guy making it, that as soon as there's a government intervention, it's not capitalism. At that point, some of the means of production belong to the government, which masquerades as the people. So at that point, that's your first step to socialism, and that's the step you've got to avoid is the first one.
Yeah, I would tend to agree, but let's go to the phones because this is sure to be interesting. We've got James calling from Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm out.
Greg, I'd like to be the third person in the room that is making like a nobody and wanting to call a judge and give him a piece of my mind. That's an allusion to the first hour that you weren't around.
You mean Gray?
Oh, forgive me, Gray.
Okay.
Hi, Gray. No. I'd just like to take control of the airways real quick and remark on some of the insanities that I've heard come out of somebody that fittingly calls himself a nobody.
Yeah.
It was 75 years ago that the United States government ended the evil empire of Japan's wicked reign across what we call the Far East. You know, and if they'd only surrendered, like, after we firebombed Tokyo, killing thousands of children, and the disgusting diehard statist parents that had been helping the Emperor murder upwards of 20 million people over the course of 14 years, not to mention 250,000 Americans that lost their lives. Many of them even surrendered and then were butchered by the evil empire of Japan as statist. Israelis are not committing genocide in Palestine. In fact, it's a despicable smear not to blame anybody other than Yasser Arafat and the PLO for the fate that the Palestinians are suffering to this very second. Not to mention in Yemen, yes, there's wars going on in the Middle East because diehard Islamic statists like Arya, except people like Arya that take the Quran deadly serious, are willing to...
When did I become an Islamic diehard statist or whatever it is?
For a minute. I don't know you as that person.
You're a diehard progressive, Arya.
I'm a diehard progressive. Okay, that's a new one.
You and an Islamic statist in Yemen that didn't move to New Hampshire, but moved to Yemen. There are many people in Yemen right now murdering
making somebody next to you to be
they don't agree with them. That's the only difference between you and Islamic.
Hold on. The only difference... I want to make sure I understood what you said. The only difference between me and Islamists in Yemen is that I don't agree with them?
No, that you don't murder people that don't agree with you.
Is that I don't murder people who...
That's a big difference.
Yeah, that's a pretty substantial difference there, James.
I agree with you.
The only difference between, you know, Charles Manson and me is that I don't murder people.
That's the only difference between, like, peaceful people and the government.
Oh, by the way, that whole thing about the wedding party that...
the one that Barack Obama bombed?
Unfortunately, with drone strikes, happened in the Bush administration. And just like I'm alluding to you being a right-wing progressive, you heard about that all the time on Air America Radio about a wedding party being drone-striked. Because you guys accuse the United States government of murdering people throughout the world, but you're not doing anything about it.
Yeah, let me go ahead and correct you there. The Wekabox 2 wedding party was committed, in fact, by Barack Obama and not George W. Bush.
No, there was one that happened in the George Bush administration.
Okay, I'm not going to say there wasn't, but that's even worse. You get that that's worse, right?
I'm not defending somebody making a terrible mistake, of which they paid with their careers, by the way.
Oh, no. Well, these people paid for that mistake with their lives.
I know a man who's a major in the U.S. military who literally does make, like, a kid playing on...
Is this the father who's so disappointed in you?
Say again?
Is this the father who's so disappointed in you?
Who wouldn't
be? Gray, this is what I've been saying for the longest of time. All progressives have the smear itself. He doesn't want to talk about serious issues, about the stupid things that come out of nobody's mouth. That, again, even if it happened in the Barack administration, Arya...
Are you a supporter of Barack Obama?
I'm not even a... That's such a stupid question, but Gray, I want to talk about Bitcoin with you.
It was a legitimate question. Do you support Barack Obama?
Let's talk about Bitcoin.
Great. I've been on the public airways many times on so-called Free Talk Live, where you're broadcasting from a so-called church. I've never mentioned Barack or Obama favorably ever, nor Ari is just trying to make like Ian Bernard that he's learned so well from to switch the subject rather than respond to the stupid points that come out of Rich Paul's brain. Again, Nagasaki and Hiroshima would have never happened if the evil empire of Japan had just surrendered, period.
You're generally correct. In most cases, aggressors will not kill their victims if their victims will just submit. You are correct.
Bitcoin.
The United States of America has made tens of thousands of atomic and nuclear weapons since and has not dropped one on any innocent human being.
Okay, James, you said you had Bitcoin questions for Gray?
Well, that's a good point. All those things he talked about, if something like Bitcoin existed, that would be very hard for those. Go ahead. We're talking.
If you had been an adult in the room, you would have already pointed that out to a megalomaniac named Rich Paul, who thinks he's the font of all wisdom and doesn't want to talk to me because, oh, did I hurt his feelings after he hurt mine?
Okay, James, you said you had a Bitcoin question for Gray?
Yeah, at the top of every half hour, some guy from the Liberty, whatever, news network, mentions how much Bitcoin is worth in what?
Dollars.
Yes. Paper notes.
Now, war dollars.
Yeah, war dollars. You call them war dollars. That's funny. You just answered my question. I don't find that...
What was the question?
Bitcoin that you money changers I completely met 10 years ago. I thought Bitcoin was a complete scam by a guy named Kashi Nakamoto from a creature from... the cyberspace Jekyll.
Okay, James, thank you so much for the call. I'm going to explain to Gray what your question was because you've asked it before. He wants to know what Bitcoin even is if the only useful expressions of its value are denominated in USD. Like, you don't say 0.026 Bitcoin cash in dealing with people. You say $10 worth of Bitcoin cash.
I could say that to you. But I'm going to describe it in whatever the people are using.
Right, because...
But that would change at some point,
because
I think.
It's a matter of familiarity. It's the same thing if I said, oh, well, this table is, 56 centimeters long. That wouldn't mean anything to most people. If I would say, well, it's about 5.5 feet long, that would mean something to them, because it's just the measurement system that most people are used to dealing with.
I'd love to say in something other than dollars, but chickens, I don't care.
And the USD just happens to be the measurement system that people are used to dealing with. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Gray.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And I want to say thank you to Barry and Libertarian Banker. They are amplifiers for tonight. Barry was actually missed Monday, but Barry, thank you so much. They are members of the AMP program that you can find out more about at amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Because money contributed to the AMP program is used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like what we're doing and you want to help us reach a larger audience, get on more radio stations, all of that good stuff, then you might consider signing up for the AMP program. You can find out all, you can sign up and do all of that stuff. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get access to a number of cool little perks like the AMP only Facebook group, the AMP only Discord call line, AMP only discussion group, chat room, I don't know what the word would be, chat channel on discord.freetalklive.com. So just check it out. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Barry and Libertarian Banker, thank you so much, and we hope you continue to amplify the show to help us reach an even larger audience. Now, let's end the show on a positive high note, or a possible one. Edward Snowden, Julian Assange, and Chelsea Manning nominated for a 2020 Nobel Peace Prize. Now, if this is anything more than a publicity stunt, I will be very pleased.
I remember going to a hot dog joint in North Carolina, and the owner started giving out pennies to everybody when they came through as a Nobel Peace Prize when Obama won one. I said, what's this? He's like, that's your Nobel Peace Prize because we're giving one out to everybody.
Oh, of course, it's hard to say whether or not it's a publicity stunt, because couldn't you say that isn't a Nobel Prize itself, the existence of it, the awarding of it, isn't that a publicity stunt? I mean, they're doing something to get exposure, to give exposure to what this guy has done. Well, that's publicity. So the entire Nobel Prize is a publicity stunt. So you can't say whether a so even if it isn't a publicity stunt, it is.
Good point.
It's a good message to get out, I think.
So I'm not saying it's bad. It's just done for publicity.
So someone whose name I won't even attempt to say said, I am one of a total of 17 members of our parliamentary group who have nominated Julian Assange, Chelsea Manning, and Edward Snowden for the 2020 Nobel Peace Prize.
Now, what is his parliamentary group? What does this guy do?
They decide who gets the Nobel Peace Prize.
Okay, so they form a collection of parliaments?
What? It's a parliamentary-style group of 17 people who decides who gets the Nobel Peace Prize.
Well, when he says my, it sounds like there may be many of these things.
Well, he didn't say my.
Oh, okay, never mind.
These brave people should not be criminalized, but should be recognized and honored. The war criminals and their henchmen must be held accountable.
Thank you.
Well, they gave one of those war criminals, as you were pointing out, a Nobel Peace Prize back in 2008.
And then he dropped 20,000 Nobel Peace Bombs on the Middle East.
The largest number of bombs ever dropped by a Nobel Peace Prize winner, I believe.
And I mean, until he killed all those people, the most horrific thing about the Nobel Peace Prize is they literally gave it to him immediately after he was elected on the assumption that he'd do something great. And all he did is what they all do, which is kill a bunch of people.
Yes, but he did run, and a lot of people believed him, myself among them.
Who the hell cares?
He did.
Lots of people run for president.
We did.
Every 4 years, somebody gets elected.
Yeah, and we did care, because he came along with a message of hope and peace and change that, you know, galvanized an entire generation of people. And then
How did they not know he was lying?
Because we were young and naive.
Oh,
did you know the first time you voted that you were being lied to? Did you know the first time you ever heard a politician spoke that they were lying? If so, you have an omniscience that I envy.
Yeah. Well, it's not omniscience. It's having a grandmother who probably the single sentence that she said to me most was, don't trust nobody. she was Armenian. Her people, her entire family was massacred. And when she was a child, she was like 13. You've seen the photographs of these Armenian girls, teenage girls, crucified up and down the...
So, moving along...
I didn't say that.
We feel that Assange, Manning, and Snowden have to be recognized for their unprecedented contributions to their pursuit of justice and their immense personal sacrifices to promote peace for all, especially... Well, I don't want to say especially any of these people, but Chelsea Manning seems to be facing, and Julian Assange, actually, yeah, I can't even say that, because they're all facing severe consequences in somewhat different ways.
Yeah, risking their lives.
Snowden still is unlikely to ever be able to return to his homeland.
Well, not just that, but he's a useful guy, and he's subject to the tender, loving care of Putin. And that's...
Yeah, but he's protected. He's protected in Russia by being someone who makes the American government so angry.
Well,
and Putin likes that.
Right. But the thing is,
until he does,
that's he can play Sharonzad. But the thing about playing Sharonzad is you have to keep talking. And I would not want to be in a position where sooner or later Putin's going to want me to say something that I'm not going to say. And I think that would be a terrible experience.
I don't think that the state of governmental oppression in Russia for the average person, or even for Edward Snowden, is going to be that bad. That sounds more like something that could happen in China or North Korea.
Well,
I think Russia is probably about on par with the United States as far as freedom goes, and being compelled by the government to do various things.
In some ways, you may well be right, but think about Putin. Putin was literally, he was running the KGB, not after, but before.
The KGB that no longer exists.
Well, the KGB that no longer exists, But when it did exist, he was doing the things that that organization did and ordering the things that
the current head of the CIA led the torture program at Abu Ghraib.
Yes, absolutely. And that's my point, is these are not garden variety monsters. And I would definitely not want to be in a position where I was within the power of Putin and he might want me to say something that I don't want to say or do something that I don't want to do.
Yeah, but my point is the same could be said about being an American citizen with that person being the head of the CIA. I mean, right now you're at just as much risk of having the head of the CIA try to compel you to do something as Snowden likely is of having Putin try to compel him to say something. To some extent,
you're right in that it's already happened where the FBI came and tried to compel me to turn Ian in, and literally, he didn't ask me where I got my weed. He told me who he wanted me to try to buy weed from, and it's like, that's not how any of this works, you know?
Anyway, with the unveiling of U.S. war crimes in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the global surveillance program of the U.S. Secret Services, these three have exposed the architecture of war and strengthened the architecture of peace. I don't know how much I can agree with that last one, because it doesn't seem like we're any closer to peace today than we have been at any point in human history.
Well, you know, the thing is, there's peace isn't something you get close to. Ron Paul, when he was running for president, you know, they said,
"What do you mean it's not something you get close to?"
I'll illustrate the point, if you still don't come to.
I don't know that you're going to have time.
When they asked Ron Paul,
succinctly, what do you mean that peace isn't something?
Okay, I can't do it if you're talking over me. So when they asked Ron Paul how was he going to get out of the Middle East, he said, "We just marched in, we can just march out." You don't have to approach peace anytime you stop killing people. Just stop doing it.
Sure, but the U.S. stopping killing people isn't going to stop the Russian government or the Chinese government from killing people. So there still won't be peace as long as there's still a state, whether those states are waging war against each other or not. And I would say we would still have moved closer to peace if there was no more interstate conflict.
See, to me, I don't know. I don't...
Head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the show archive going back more than 10 years. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And once again, you might consider checking out the AMP program. You can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.